Eamon Boland has done what only two others have done, Ger Buckley and Stephen Murphy before him, in winning the five in a row. He's going to say that he's going to come back next year to do his sixth in a row, but the manner of his fifth bears testament to the way he drove all weekend. His winning margin of over 3 minutes shows that nobody else could really touch him in the Subaru WRC. Steve Hendy from Dorset gave it a gallant challenge all through the weekend, but even a puncture on the last stage couldn't stop Eamon Boland being reeled in by the Dorset man. Bob Fowden was very, very happy with his third place finish, considering he was driving a Group N cars against the WRCs in front of him. And what a performance from Tim Ball in fourth. The Darien T90, only two-wheel drive, and yet he was pushing away at Bob Fowden and only finished a little over 2 minutes back from him. He also had a dice with John Price in the Metro 6-Hour 4. That evergreen man on his 734th rally finished a very creditable fifth and was pushed quite hard by another Wexford finisher in David James, finishing sixth. Aaron McHale, the son of another legendary Wexford winner, he completed the top seven, and it was quite a dice between those last three drivers. In conjunction with Boland Motors, the Ford Centre of the South East, I'm John Dyer.